the most interesting thing that came out of Final Resolution's Feast or Fired moment was Gunnar's World Heavyweight title shot. Finally, possibly, maybe, TNA could get a big man's career right. We've seen them take missteps with so many huge guys over the years, from Malice to Abyss to Kevin Nash to Matt Morgan. They just don't know how to manage a big guy's persona. They don't know how to put over a big guy, a strong guy. Could Gunnar be a guy that breaks that mold? He's got it all. He looks like somebody from freaking Braveheart or Game of Thrones. He's covered in tattoos. He's loud. He's passionate. He's energetic. He's in great shape. He's got an excellent array of clotheslines. He's got that F5, modified F5 finisher and the torture rack. He's got ability. Now that he's kind of been absolved of his tag team with James Storm, which really wasn't going to help him moving forward, it's just a way to kind of slow him down a bit. I mean, this guy's come a long way in about 3 years. He went from being a security guard, you know, kayfabe, and to world television champion. That kind of got rushed upon him. And slowly but surely, after injury and a bunch of other things, they've kind of built him along and built him along. And finally, he's gotten to the point where he's a respectable in-ring performer. He's a gladiator. He's a warrior. He's a monster. And he's definitely capable of having a solid match with Magnus. However, you have to say to yourself, how does TNA Creative make a fight between the two of these guys interesting? What does Magnus represent as a character? What are his motives? What is he all about? Those are things that we don't know. Obviously, because we don't know these things, we're not compelled by these things. CM Punk has legions of fans. Daniel Bryan has legions of fans because people know what they stand for. They know what they want when they're in the ring. They know that they bleed for this shit. Magnus doesn't have that same type of connection with fans. It's safe to say there's probably only about two or three wrestlers in TNA. Guys like Samoa Joe and AJ Styles and maybe even Austin Aries that have that type of relationship with fans. That fans know what they're going to get every single time those guys step in the ring. They're going to get a balls-to-the-wall performance. Magnus needs to find what his character is all about. Once Magnus finds out what his character is about, then Gunnar needs to be the alternative. Gunnar needs to be the guy that can give fans what Magnus can't. And once that happens, you have what is called a rivalry. People that watch TNA, I know you haven't seen one of those in a very long time. But that's what's needed. Gunnar's character needs to be fleshed out more. He needs to be more than the big, strong guy that doesn't say much. He needs to start talking. Or he needs to start beating people up. One or the two. He needs to find a way to compel fans. To get them interested. He's got the moveset. He's got the look. Once the rest happens, you could possibly have a future TNA World Heavyweight Champion.